With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. 15 states filed lawsuits to block the Biden-Harris administration's plan to provide health insurance for illegal immigrants.
15 states with Republican attorneys general have filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration over a rule that is expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll next year in the Federal Affordable Care Act's health insurance. The states are seeking to block the rule taking effect November 1st and providing people known as Dreamers access to tax breaks when they sign up for coverage. Opponents say the rule violates the ACA and would encourage more immigrants to come to the U.S. illegally. Advocates say Dreamers had little to no choice in coming to the U.S. and years later are fully integrated into their communities. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, after years of propping them up, Nancy Pelosi now claims that she's never been impressed with President Biden's political operation.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she was long dissatisfied with President Joe Biden's campaign before he dropped out, not to mention his prospects for winning in November. In an interview with The New Yorker, the 84-year-old former speaker signaled her personal frustration with the strength of Biden's campaign operation, which she suggested was not up to the task of beating former President Donald Trump, despite doing so successfully in 2020. And she reiterated her public stance that the president's decision to get out of the race and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement at the top of the ticket was Biden's and Biden's alone. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Travel advisory is issued for the New York City area today. It's due to anticipated heavy rainfall and flash flooding from the remnants of Debbie. Travel delays and disruptions are expected. La Nina may come later than initially expected. The Climate Prediction Center first issued a watch saying it would be here from July, September. Now they've moved that September to October. This is SRN News. Two Democratic congresswomen and a congressman are being sued.
A group of anonymous plaintiffs accuse Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jamal Bowman of New York of, quote, inciting and encouraging harassment of Jewish students on college campuses. A particular concern is the anti-Israel encampment that was formed on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Congressman Bowman lost his campaign for re-election last month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's attorney general is asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds who claim that it violates First Amendment language. This is SRN News. A troubled U.S. aerospace giant has a new CEO. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars, is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process, and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. Amid those multiple challenges, Ortberg says he's excited to take on this new assignment. He retired several years ago, but now at 64, he's coming back with plans to engineer a turnaround at Boeing. Rich Thomason reporting.
A moderate California Democratic state lawmaker is announcing that she's switching to the Republican Party. State Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill said that she's long been a Democrat, but she and the Democrat Party have moved in different directions since she was elected in 2022. More details at srnnews.com.